Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. The small town of Eidsvoll, just 2 hours west of Bundy, will have its television transmission tower switched off for good today. It means the 600 or so residents will no longer have access to commercial television or the SBS moving forwards. Residents are up in arms about council's decision. However, the North Burnett Regional Council CEO, Margot Stork, says there's a number of reasons for the switch off.
The cost of continuing the service and also the change to television services over that 15-year period. And secondly, this is not core business of council.
A Wallaville mum is paying the ultimate tribute to her son after his sudden death earlier this month. 21-year-old Rickson Williams passed away in his sleep on the 11th of January. Both Rickson and his family were unaware he had an enlarged heart, a condition his mother, Tanya Wright, believes could have contributed to his death. Miss Wright told us she's currently painting his coffin with images of the first tattoo he received just 3 weeks prior to his sudden passing. A GoFundMe page has been set up to cover his funeral costs. In other news, the Fraser Coast Council has been opening up the checkbook this week for grant season. More than $43,000 in grants are going to 18 organisations across the region. The Toogoom Fishing Club will get $5,000 for a membership drive, and the Harvey Bay Historical Village and Museum is getting new perimeter fencing funded. Mayor George Seymour took to Facebook to announce the successful applicants for the sports grants.
The Maribor Sporting Car Club is receiving funding for water infrastructure to upgrade their supply and sustainability. The dressing rooms and toilets will be upgraded at Maribor's Federation Park with funds going to Football Queensland. Riding for Disabled Association receiving support for their Maribor facilities to improve safety. The Tanana Football Club is receiving funding towards a lighting upgrade.
And the current wooden spooners, the Vikings, are taking on second-place Pies in tonight's Bundy Big Bash.